From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey readies itself for the return of hundreds of migrants. The operation is set to begin on the Greek island of Lesbos, where thousands of migrants are being held. Turkish officials say they expect up to 500 people to arrive Monday. Later, migrants from other Aegean islands will be sent. United Nations official Boris Cheskhirov says more work is needed to prepare for the transfers.
If reports, as we're hearing them, are coming through with returns meant to take place already tomorrow, we haven't seen the necessary level of safeguards, and we are urgently calling for these safeguards to be in place before any of the returns are possible.
Under the EU-Turkey agreement, those who reach the shores of Greece unlawfully will be returned to Turkey unless they qualify for asylum. Limited flights are beginning from the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out an attack nearly 2 weeks ago. The blast there and at a nearby metro station killed 32 people and destroyed the airport's departure area. Mark Deslemaker is the chairman of the board of the Brussels Airport Company.
This is a very symbolical but also a very emotional moment for the airport community. It's the first flight after the terrorist attack. We're turning a page.
The head of the Brussels Airport Company announced the implementation of temporary repair work and security measures. Syria said Sunday its forces had seized another town, Karyatayn, from the Islamic State group. State media said the seizure of the town gives the government a strategic victory, securing oil and gas routes between the Damascus area and oil fields in eastern Syria. This is VOA News.